Springbok Radio proudly presents Tales from the Seven Seas. Stories specially written for this series by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen, and introduced by Hamish McLeod.
I was just thinking the other day how, over the past 30 years or so, international travel and tourism has grown. Nowadays, there's hardly a spot on the globe that you can't get to visit as part of some package deal, provided, of course, you have the money. But it's a fact that people journey to what used to be foreign lands without a second thought. The travel agents will soon be running out of exotic attractions, I'm thinking. And my story tonight concerns one of these packaged holidays. This one was called in the brochure the Magic Islands Getaway Tour. 21 days and almost as many islands. The holidaymakers were flown from San Francisco to Hawaii, and after 2 days there, were taken by helicopter to the Marquesas, further south, where they joined a luxury cruise ship for an investigation of the Magic Islands. Some of the names are magic, right enough. Hiva Ua, Ua Huka, Nuka Hiva, and Tahuata. And although it isn't the name of an island, I called my story Hanam Krakala.
Novice, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the true jewels of the South Pacific, Tahuata, our next port of call, or should I say, island of call. Now, we expect to be anchored off the island by about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yeah, I know it's kind of early for some of us who might be living it up a little tonight, huh? But, and let me repeat that but, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, what I tell you, your first sight of Tahuata is something you're going to remember for the rest of your life. Oh, yes, indeed. Now, the slide you're looking at right now is only a pale shadow of the real thing, so take my advice. If you've got hangovers, bury them for half an hour and get up on deck by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll be worth the trauma, believe me. Oh, yeah. And speaking of trauma, did you hear about the guy who went to his psychiatrist and said, "Everybody keeps ignoring me." And the shrink said, "Next." You like it, huh? You like it? You got it. Okay, now where were we? Oh, yeah. Tahuata, our next magic island. Now, this is Het Ho'a Beach, huh? On the north end of the island. Sand as white as snow, palms as green as emeralds, sea as blue as...
as most of your jokes.
Oh, yes. Hey, now that, Mr. Columbo, is not fair at all. My jokes are as clean as the next guy's, aren't they?
Yeah.
What about the one I just told you? What about that, huh? That was clean?
Mr. Bridges.
Yeah?
I don't want to interrupt the jolly atmosphere, but I was wondering whether you have any slides on the Rimutara stone.
Oh, that's Mr. Grimsby, isn't it? Oh, all the way from London, England, to taste the magic of our getaway tour. Yes, Mr. Grimsby, I do have a slide of the stone. I'm glad you mentioned it. There we are. Huh? How about that? The Rimutara stone, which is on the far side of the island, and which, ladies and gentlemen, is a fine example of the ancient culture of these islands.
It looks just like a hunk of rock to me. What's so cultured about a hunk of rock, I'd like to know.
Now, to those of you who might have an interest in archaeology, the Rimutara stone is a must.
Oh, come on. Well, you see one rock, you see the
world.
Yeah,
really.
Is there much talk about this stone, Mr. Bridges? I mean, about its significance?
Well, frankly, Miss... of course. The girl who won the deck tennis competition, huh? Well, not too much, Patty, actually. It apparently dates back to the 10th century B.C. and probably has a religious significance.
Is it an artifact?
Is it an artifact?
I mean, man-made or in natural outcrop of rock?
Oh, yeah. Well, but frankly, Patty, our information on that score is pretty sketchy. You see, most of our getaway patrons join our Magic Island tour just to... Well, you know, to get away, chase the sun, loll about on gorgeous beaches, soak up sunshine, drink in atmosphere, and relax. Yeah. I'm sure that's why most of us are here, right? Right on, man, right on. Now we go ashore by launch tomorrow morning. First boatload away by 6:30, and you've got a full 12 hours. 12 glorious hours on this Pacific paradise.
Wow.
Of course, that doesn't mean you can get back to the ship before that.
Oh, that's good.
So, for those of you who want to come back early, the launch will leave shore at half hour.
Miss Warren, may I join you? John Grimsby.
Of London, England. All that way to taste the magic of our getaway tour. Sure, please do, Mr. Grimsby.
Thanks. Incidentally, I'm not from London, England. I'm from Sandringham in Norfolk. Oh. I didn't have the heart to enlighten him, dampen his enthusiasm.
I think his enthusiasm could stand a little dampening. Oh. He's the kind of guy who just doesn't exactly make me proud to be an American.
Oh, don't be hard on him. It's his job to jolly people along. Many people like his style, I should think.
That makes it worse somehow.
I don't think I quite follow that.
Well, the bridges of this world exist because we Americans create them, out of our need for his kind. Does that make sense?
Not all that much.
No, I guess not.
Can I get you a drink? That one's just about done.
Oh, no, thanks. One's about my limit. Any more than that, and I'll have one of those hangovers Bridges was going on about.
I wouldn't inflict a hangover on you. Steward! I was interested in your questions about the Rimatara stone.
Oh, didn't get much of an answer, did I?
No, not really. Thank you, Stuart. May I have a lager, please? You're sure you won't join me?
Oh, really? Thanks.
Oh, just a lager then, Stuart. Thank you. Yes, your questions about the stone.
You were the one who mentioned it. You obviously know something about it,
well,
don't you?
Actually, I don't know very much at all. I came across a mention of it in Duncan's Mythology of the Pacific, and when I saw it mentioned in our island itinerary, something clicked. To be honest, I don't remember much beyond the fact that the stone is somehow connected in mythology with earthquakes.
Earthquakes?
Yes. There's a rather quaint belief about earthquakes in the South Pacific. Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Do you want to hear it? Or would I be boring you, Miss Warren?
No, you wouldn't. And it's Patty.
Oh, all right. Patty. Well, it seems... thank you, Stuart. Thank you. Now then.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
You got about as far as it seems that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, it seems that before the creation of the world, a being was already in existence. And when Na-Reor, the supreme god, put the world together, this being was extremely put out and shook the new world until it fell to pieces.
Oh, really?
Well, so the legend goes. And nothing daunted, Na-Reor had a second try. And this time took steps to curtail the energy of this jealous being who had rattled his first attempt to bits. However, he couldn't succeed in calving him completely, so from time to time the earth still gets a good old shaking.
Oh.
But never enough for it to fall apart.
Earthquakes! What a marvelous explanation for this.
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, and the Rimatari stone on Tahuatu has something to do with earthquakes, hmm?
Yes. As I said, I can't remember exactly what. Maybe it'll come back to me.
Or maybe we'll find out tomorrow when we see the stone for ourselves, right?
Die goeie ou dae van Springbok Radio is terug. 20 onverkrygbare liedjies nou op een CD. Met al jou gunstelinge: Virginia Lee, Cora Marie, Anton Goosen, Sonja Herold, Cupido en vele meer. Herleef Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
The following classic Springbok Radio commercial comes to you with the courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.
Mother, you know about these things. How can I get my pots and pans to shine?
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Do as I did, darling. Change to Ajax. It's amazing how Ajax gets my dirtiest pots and pans sparkling bright without a scratch.
Yes, the active polishing agents in Ajax do all your toughest cleaning jobs without a scratch. And only Ajax has Chlorinex to bleach away stubborn stains from sinks, baths, and stoves.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bounce the dirt right down the drain.
Change to foaming Ajax now.
Now please, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to leave your cabin keys on the board of the purser's office. We don't want keys being lost ashore, do we, huh? That's a no-no. That's right, Mrs. Steinberg, on the board, under your cabin number. Uh-huh, you got it. Now our photographer will be taking shots of you as you step ashore on Tahawada. And copies will be displayed on the notice board day after tomorrow. So don't forget, the day after tomorrow, you can see yourself stepping onto magical Tahawada. Now, for those who intend spending the whole day on this beautiful magical island, packed lunches are available in the dining saloon. Mustn't overlook the needs of the inner man, must we? Now, hold on a minute. It looks like launch number two is filled to capacity, folks. So let's just wait a little bit, and launch number one will be back alongside.
Oh, it really is beautiful, don't you think, John?
Sands as white as snow, palms as green as emeralds. Yes, it is beautiful.
Oh, don't tell me you didn't back the Tenerife in March. You know I burn like crazy.
All that beauty about to be spoiled by boatloads of tourists.
So I spend the rest of the trip with sunstroke. Well,
we're not exactly the first people to come ashore, you know. I don't think we have to take responsibility for soiling pristine nature.
Pristine nature? How odd that sounds. Kind of Victorian.
I'm only 42, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure that sounded very rude. I'm sorry. Oh,
please, I didn't think it rude. I was only joking.
Folks, we'll be tying up a little jetty, so please wait until we made fast before going ashore. Thank you.
I'm going to have a great time. Planned on consolidating my tan.
Am I supposed to forget the tan lotion? Can you believe it, huh? Can you believe it?
I'll be so glad to get away from Mr. Columbo, and he's like, to the peace of the Lima Torres down.
Not as long as you think. About 20 minutes.
Oh.
Sure hope that them there stone is worth all the trouble. Kind of hard to be liking today.
Oh, I'll go along with that.
I hope we're not all going to be disappointed.
Well, at least we'll be able to say we saw it, which is something I guess. Kind of one up on the rest of them, huh?
Oh, not exactly the best of motives.
But you know the stone's supposed to be used for sacrifices to the moon god or some such? You know that, Mr. Grimsby?
A moon god? No, I didn't. I read something which related it in some manner to earthquakes. Oh. I've been trying to remember the details, but can't.
Moon god sacrifices, religious significance. Seems to me that when archaeologists don't understand something, they always say, may have been used in religious rites. Have you noticed that?
Mind you, Mrs. Harris, the archaeologists have been proved right more often than not.
Mm? Hey! Mm? Hey, listen!
What's that?
Listen!
Well, what can you hear that we obviously can't, Patty?
Well, it's not what I hear, it's what I don't hear.
Pardon?
Birds. They've stopped singing.
She's right. She's absolutely right.
It's
all right. Yes. The birds have
stopped singing. Does it mean something?
Well, I don't really know.
Oh!
Earth tremor.
Oh, what's it now?
was a bit hairy.
Glad it was just a tremor and not a quake. Oh. They tell me the quakes on islands have a habit of being followed closely by tidal waves.
Thanks a lot. It makes us feel great.
Just a minor tremor, thank goodness.
You said something about the Rimatara stone being connected with earthquakes, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, maybe that was some sort of warning, you know, stay away or else.
Oh, come on, Manai. This isn't a B-movie. They'll be telling us next that King Kong's gonna come charging out of those trees over there. Hey, isn't that the stone?
Oh, it certainly looks like it. How we could have missed something that size, I can't imagine. It must be 30 meters high.
Well, what are we standing around here for? Let's go and see the stone. Let's go to it.
Come on, let's go.
Let's
see it. Oh, it's a long way up, so.
In the land that it seems. Oh. I thought it was just off the beach.
Not far now, I shouldn't think.
I'm starting to be sorry I saw the damn thing. How much further?
Does that answer your question, Mrs. Harris?
That is some stone.
Beautiful. And the moonlight.
It must be, yes.
If it is, it must look lovely in the moonlight. Don't you think?
I beg your pardon. Didn't you just say that?
Yes, I see.
No, I mean before that.
Oh, before what, John?
I thought you said...
Well, come on then, gang. Let's get a closer look at this fabulous stone.
Oh, may I see?
Sure, feel free. There it is. Funny kind of writing. Sort of like ours, but not if you know what I mean. Can you make it out?
No, I can't.
Hanam Krakala.
Hmm? Did you say something, Betty?
Hanam Krakala.
Hanam Krakala? What the heck is that?
Are you saying that is what's written on the stone, Betty?
It is written.
You can read this.
Somewhere. I read it somewhere. It's something I read.
Wait a minute. I think I read that, too. It must have been mentioned in Duncan's mythology. Yes.
I must have read it there.
Hanam Krakala. Do you remember anything else about it?
What?
Hey, listen.
Yes?
What? No birds. Oh. No birds.
Oh. Flat on the ground.
Oh.
Lie flat on the ground.
Oh, I'm going to fall. I can't. Hanam Krakala. Jahola Kina. Jahola Kina.
Patsy, are you all right? Patsy, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. Thank John, I'm fine.
You're pale as a sheet.
Are you surprised? Traverse tremors, one not far behind the other.
Look, this region is renowned for this kind of thing. It's nothing to worry about, really.
I know about you folks, but I reckon we ought to be making tracks to get the heck off this island before a real quake hits us, eh? Oh. What do you say, John?
Yes.
He was talking some foreign language.
Yes, I heard it.
What's the matter? Is some kind of nurse?
No, Mrs. Harris, I'm sure she's perfectly sane.
And what?
No, I don't know.
Twice, and then the third. Again, the seas will surge, and the earth be swallowed. Hanam Krakala!
Patsy, where are you going? Come back!
going on with her?
What's the matter with her?
What's the matter with her? You ask me, she's blown a gasket.
You should get behind the stone. I'd better go after her.
Leave her.
Leave her? What on earth do you mean?
I mean, let her alone. Maybe she's got some private hang-up to sort out. Who knows?
Yes, but...
Mrs. Harris is right. Give her 10 or 15 minutes to herself. Maybe she's, well, just wants to be on her own or something. 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll go get her.
The birds. They've stopped again.
Oh.
The birds have stopped again.
Yeah.
That means...
It could mean another tremor, yes.
Or a real quake this time, eh?
Great Scott, look!
What?
Look up there!
Oh, good grief! Patsy, on top of the stone!
I told you she flipped her lid! I told you!
This is no tremor! This is a quake! It's a quake!
Patsy! Patsy!
Jumped off. She killed herself. Why?
Poor kid. Out of her mind. Totally out of her mind. Hey, listen. Hmm? The quake's over. Birds are singing.
On them. Krakala.
Young Patty Warren jumped to her death from the top of the Rima Tara stone. Her behavior had been very strange indeed. She was able to read the curious writing on the stone and had spoken in a strange language. John Grimsby, when he eventually returned home, researched the history of the stone very thoroughly and came up with some disturbing facts. It had been used as a sacrificial stone, all right, to appease a deity called Krakala, the Earthshaker. Hanam, he discovered, meant peace. And finally, he learned that in the mythology of Oceania, there was the legend of the High Priestess, Paatiwara, who appeased Krakala and prevented a major earthquake by jumping to her death from the stone. Paatiwara. If you say it a bit differently, it's not far removed from the name Patty Warren, is it?
You've been listening to Tales from the Seven Seas, written by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen. Listen next week at the same time to another enthralling story of the sea, produced by Andre Botman.